In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's liturgy of the Thursday of the first week of Lent, we are introduced with this very common phrase that was said among the Jews. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the teeth of the children are set on edge. These sour grapes, as some church fathers have mentioned, is the original sin contracted among our fathers and ourselves. And they are sour and bitter because of the effects of original sin. Yet, we inherit original sin. The sins that we commit ourselves are personal, and therefore we will be liable at the judgment of God for these sins that have been produced with our soul and our body. And that is why we also think about Lent as a special time for penance. We can never stress enough about penance, to be sorry for ourselves and our sins, but to be hopeful that we will resurrect just as our Lord. That is why when we speak of Lent, we also look forward to that bright resurrection of Christ. When here symbolically the image of Our Lady Wassa will appear again on Easter Day. So just like the fathers of old, let us be mindful of the effects of original sin and how it still devastates the world today. How sad it is to see that original sin still affects many souls, for they are not baptized. And therefore, it is really our duty to pray for them, to pray for the conversion of families to realize the need of holy baptism of the church. And this is expressed especially on the tireless woman who on the gospel today had asked and begged our Lord for healing of her child. This woman was not of Jewish origin, but rather of Gentile origin, for she was a Canaanite woman. She was, of course, separated from the Jewish brothers and sisters, for they had practiced rituals that involved pagan things, such as the taking up of blood for their meal, etc. So these were an abomination to God. And that is why we see today's gospel that God had intentionally ignored the first request of the Canaanite woman in order to see the difference between the people that God first came for, His own people, the Jewish people, and secondly, the Gentile people who we are also represented by this Canaanite woman. So this Canaanite woman had shown a very valuable lesson for today that ought to teach Christ's brethren that we need to continue to persevere for the grace of God. And in the end, the lady, the woman, the Canaanite lady, had said a very interesting phrase. She said, after saying, "Lord, help me," then Jesus said, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." She was right about that. The children that Christ spoke of are the Jews, the children of God, the elect. The dogs, as we read from Psalms, represent us. We do not give good things to dogs, even though they might be our best friend. But in former times, they would only eat what is the scraps on the floor. But even that was not worthy, as the lady said, "Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table." This represents us, who our Lord seeks to feed. We are the dogs of Christ that seek to be the children. And how contradictory it is now that we are now the children of God. Two, that we have attained a seat on that table, that our Lord has prepared a meal for us, that sacred banquet that we all now partake, even more wondrous than the cedar meal of past age. So let us be grateful of the beckoning of the woman, of her perseverance, because this ought to reflect our perseverance in this troubled world, in this life of sin, in the conquering of sin, but more specifically in the endurance and the perseverance to do good, to remain in the grace of God, so that we may seek heaven each and every day, every time we are fed with the food of God, who is indeed God Himself, in the holy and blessed sacrament of God in the church. So let us be grateful that we are able to go to Mass every day, if possible. Let us be grateful for the many sacraments and blessings that the church can give to us in availability. And how sad that there are those who have to struggle, maybe some of us who have to drive all the way to a church to get these sacraments. But even more, those who are not able because of laws, of rules, or maybe because of their family. So let us include them in our prayers too. Just like how the Canaanite woman did not ask for healing for her in the first place, she asked for healing for her own child. But yet that beckoning of intercession for this child had helped to save this Canaanite woman, whom Jesus said that her faith has healed her too. So let us be thankful too, and be thankful for all the prayers that other people have been praying for us for. Remember that we are in this communion of saints, that we are all in this together. And therefore, if we ought to have enemies, let us pray for them, because they need, and we need, to forgive one another. Let us then be mindful of today's lessons of this Mass today. And especially at the close of this Mass, we will especially adore our Blessed Sacrament, our Lord. And may this remind us of that sacred host that we may be receiving today. That we receive this wondrous spiritual food of God, that it may sustain us during these remaining days. We have almost come to a quarter into Lent. Let us continue to chug along with great energy, with great vigor, with great joy and happiness, despite of the deprivations we take, despite of the sacrifices we offer, because this will only help us to purify our bodies and souls so that it may mirror that of the image of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.